It's 28 minutes after, 29 minutes almost now after 7 o'clock here on a, I guess we can kind of call it a sunny Thursday morning if you look hard between the clouds. And in the studio with us from American Legion Post 170, we have Doc Ewing. Welcome, Doc. And again, Mark Arnold, American Blind Golf.
Good morning.
Morning, guys.
How you doing? It's that time of the year again.
Yes, it is. It's rolling around pretty fast.
You know, I know Tina and I, we were chatting earlier when you guys were coming in about, you know, we've been talking about it. And again, we went through all the memories of all the wounded warriors and everything that came in here. I know that, well, last year was the 10th year anniversary, correct?
From the wounded warriors coming in.
Partnership, yep. Right. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, Devin, his bump still plays here. His morning show bump still plays here. And again, lit the match back there. I mean, you know, I mean, there was just a lot of history here with American Blind Golf and everything. So it's time. It's tournament time again coming up.
It is. Tournament comes up the week after Blue mm-hmm. Tip. Mm-hmm. They'll start arriving over the weekend, which is nice because some of the people who come in real early get a chance to see the match that's in the square
yeah.
at the end of
mm-hmm.
Blue Tip and get to experience the city and even ride down and see the carnival and the whole bit down there. So
is everything, nice. Mark, back to what it was pre-COVID? Now people are able to travel from all over the world? Because I know at one time, I mean, there was, I know in what 2021, I think even,
yeah.
It was just limited to the American golfers. You couldn't even come down from Canada yet, right. I believe, correct?
Right. We just did a little exhibition that year just to keep out in front of our sponsors and our name out there because we didn't have anything in 2020, obviously,
yeah.
and last year the Nations Cup, and now we're back to our match play format. Mm-hmm. So we'll crown three champions in the three different site categories and then the overall Stableford, and you know, so we're ready to go. Practice round on, let's see, the 27th. Our competitive rounds are Wednesday and Thursday, 28th and 29th, and our big charity scramble is on Friday the 30th.
And Mark, talk a little bit too. We'll get into some of the details of the golfers and people coming in. But, you know, Tina and I, again, we're talking earlier on air about just always getting the word out about American Blind Golf because, I mean, the name itself would lead people to think that you are the charity and you are not the charity. You raise money for, you know, other organizations. Number one, you know, obviously Wounded Warrior, you've attached yourself with that for the last 10 years. But I know that the main focus has been on a lot of adaptive eye care for kids and families here in Wadsworth.
Absolutely, and it always warms my heart to hear you say that because obviously golf is important to us, but it's become the part of what enables us to raise money for our charities. So when our sponsors are contributing to what we do, it's the 90% of that money goes towards the charities, and 10% helps me a little bit run the tournament besides the entry fee that players pay and come into town. But we won't make it most likely to 400,000, but after this year we're going to be bumping real close to 400,000. Not that we've raised, that we've given away in the adaptive wow. technology scholarships and the veteran initiatives. I think Wounded Warrior Project alone, I think we've donated over $120,000 mm-hmm. in the years that we've been associated with them. So obviously, what's my usual phrase when I'm here? You know, guys come from a long way, and gals, as yeah. Adelaide was here last year yeah. and Player of the Year during the tournament, but they come a long way just to win a hat or a little plaque.
And on their own dime.
On their own dime. They're coming from Manitoba and three players from Ontario and Oregon, Texas, South Carolina, Georgia.
Are the Scottish golfers coming in this year?
They, you know, he has another commitment. This is a thing. I mean, people probably yeah. roll their eyes, pardon the pun, maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, guys have commitments around the globe.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I've lucky enough to go to Tokyo and Belfast, but, I mean, schedules, you know, get to conflict. But the fact that these guys and gals are committed to coming here, I mean, Doug Penner will be here from Manitoba, and Doug only missed one years back, going to, I think, a world championship that year. Bruce Hooper's been here every year but one. Charlie Adams. I mean, it you know, we couldn't raise the money. If we don't have any players, don't put on a tournament, there's no way for us to raise the money. But, yeah, we've been very, very blessed.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is it has to be a testament to the organization of people that continue to come on their own dime, and then the donations and such that you get. I know I have personally reached out to you several times for the adaptive technology, for people who have reached out to me that I've known and just said, you know, hey, does anybody have any resources for their child for this, or for their child for this? And you have been so helpful.
Well, that makes what we do all the more worthwhile. Just a little interjection, excuse me, along those lines. I mean, just a couple months ago, I had gotten a call, and a young lady, long story short, with her visual impairment, she needed the largest iPad that they make for her to, she still needed to do some visual things at in her classwork. And I mean, to go and purchase something like that with all the bells and whistles, that's well over $1,000 anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's not provided. I kind of get on my soapbox and say this all the time as well. I mean, the kids may have them at school. Maybe the school district, maybe Uncle Sam will kick in to do that. But they've got to go home and do their work. They need that at home.
Well, so. And you know, Mark, as well, that I mean, that there are some with sight problems like that too. The other cost involved with around the home, it's not just that. Oh. I mean, it could be someone with like a walking disability. I mean, if someone is donated a wheelchair, well, they're not out. I mean, that's just 0.1% of the cost of that handicapped around the home, and cars and everything else. So again, This is one small, you know, because this isn't just the only need that they have.
Yeah, and we have gotten more requests in recent years. I'll put in a little plug for my brother and sister. You know, we have something that's called Starguards. It's genetic. Three of the four of us kids all have it. But they run a program at the senior center up at the Y in the Suprema. And, you know, there are people that need, for example, are losing their sight from macular degeneration. They need to start doing some mobility training. Well, Uncle Sam helps out with things like that when it's going to lead to employment. But now these people are retired and older, and they need that training. And that's not cheap. So I think this year we may donate a little more money to that program and stuff. So there's a need there, and it's not easily filled.
And you know, the other thing that of course puts us on every year, of course, Doc Ewing is sitting here, and again, the collaboration with the American Legion over the years has led to your success as well.
there's an understatement, and I know Doc doesn't like to talk; he just sits there. But we can't do it. I literally cannot put this tournament on without the collaboration with the Legion and Doc and the commanders through the years. I mean, ever since we first brought the Warriors into town in 2012, when they were Grand Marshals and the whole bit, we have just exploded in what we've done. But, you know, Doc's doing, you know, the hot dogs and stuff before we start the scramble on Friday during tournament week. And, you know, he's in here again today, and I couldn't go over all the things that the Legion does for us. But literally, without their partnership, this doesn't go on. Or it goes on, but it costs us a whole heck of a lot of money to do what we do. And I don't like spending sponsor money on
hot dogs.
On hot dogs.
Well, that's what the Legion does, and that's what we're here for. It's our honor to do that type of stuff. So that's basically, you know, we're involved in a lot of charities that, you know, that it's tough to even mention as many as we donate to every month on a monthly basis. But this is a good cause here for us. Made a lot of good friends over the years with these guys.
Yeah.
Well, you can tell there's definitely something special about all of the organizations really here locally and with the Wounded Warriors, how you all are working together. I think it's a beautiful thing.
You know, Mark, the other thing, you talk about collaboration. The one thing you can't do, can't put a golf tournament on, is without a golf course. So there's Mike Reynolds that, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, I know that friendship has cemented here over the last couple of years. Of course, Mike has redeveloped Pine Valley there over the last few years. And it appears that American Blind Golf has found a permanent home here in Wadsworth.
Well, this is why you folks are trained professional interviewers, because every time I'm down here, I think, oh, I forgot this, I forgot that. But I would have been incredibly remiss if I didn't talk about Michael and Lisa Reynolds at Pine Valley, and Chris, the manager out there. I don't know what to say. If folks, I'll speak on the golf side first. If you haven't been out to Pine Valley in 4 years, let's say, since they've taken over, I think it's been 4 years, you would not believe. I went out, played a practice round last night with Randy. It is in impeccable shape. Their fairways and the greens are just impeccable. It's the amenities are there. Their new golf course with their GPS and all of the things, talk about technology, the things now that the golf cart has on it is amazing. But back to the golf course, Michael, I couldn't even give you a percentage, but he is so incredible what he charges us to put the tournament on, which is nothing, hardly. It's almost embarrassing how nice he is to us. And when I first asked him a few years back if he wanted to get involved, and I had just first met him, he said, you know, if I bought this golf course simply for money, I'd have sold it and developed it. And he said, I want this to be part of the community. I want it to help the community. And he said, helping organizations like yours and all the other charity outings he has out there is what he and Lisa want to do. And they truly demonstrate that lifestyle. I know several people with other organizations, and they're just so kind to them. And again, we couldn't do it without a partner like them. And, you know, I won't start mentioning sponsors, but I'll mention one. I mean, Tom Casto at Premier. I mean, the things that they donate to us. And as we've progressed through the years, our charity scramble, for example, I have 3 foursomes on the waiting list that we literally can't accommodate them.
Wow.
Because we don't have a soldier or an area blind golfer to play mm-hmm. in their scramble group. So I don't know. I'm blessed. I told my wife the other night I came home from, we had to go work on trophies and plaques and things for the champions. And I just came in and shook my head and said, I don't know why I am so lucky. But when we walked in, I had an idea of something. The guy walked right over to the shelf and handed it to me and said, you mean like this? And I said, yeah. Yes, exactly like that. And how much is it? And he gave me a price, and it was a very good price. And it's like, okay, we're done here. And I don't know. I marvel at how things fall into place for us. So
yeah, I love that part about it too. Anytime we hear you talk about it each year, it's just amazing how everybody gives. And yeah, it's hard to put into words. You're right. It's just a big blessing.
I will say this on sort of the mushy side, if you will. I still consider myself a rarity. I'm one of the few people born and raised in this town that still live here. I know there's lots of us, but I just take incredible pride of Wadsworth. The three new Canadians that played last year in the Nations Cup, they couldn't wait to beg me to get on the list to come this year and play again. They loved Wadsworth. They loved the town. They loved going down to Watermain and having breakfast, a couple of them, and you know, growing up here, playing high school sports here, all that good stuff. I don't have much to give back to a community, but hopefully done that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the people. You know, sometimes the places that are great are because the people make it that way.
Yeah. We're lucky.
Well, yes. Well, wanted to know if anybody wants to come out and check out the Blind Golf Tournament, can you tell us how they can do that?
The competitive rounds are Wednesday and Thursday, 28th, 29th. We do a shotgun start, which means all our groups start at the same time. And so they can come out on those days, tee offs at 8:30. They could come out, 9, 10 o'clock somewhere. You might see a few groups. There is one person that hasn't been here for a while that's coming up from South Carolina. And of all the golfers that I would want some people to see, and that's Phil Blackwell. Phil is totally blind, never played golf before he lost his sight, is a former world champion. Phil is 77 now. And he just is phenomenal. You have to watch him hit a golf ball. It's absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. People have an opportunity to come. We do have an awards dinner. Our scramble is full. The awards dinner is Thursday evening at the Galaxy. The doors open at 5:30. If they go to Ohio Blind Golf, they can get my contact information. If someone would like to come to the dinner, $20, you can come to the dinner and see some of the blind golfers and some of the warriors that are in town. Devin is coming back. There is an outside chance Stetson might be here. Mm-hmm. He just moved up through the ranks. If you don't know, Stetson is a coach and teacher in Texas and has been athletic director at the junior high level for a few years and football coach and stuff, and he finally got a job at Kettering, I think is the high school, top 5 program in the state of Texas, which is like next to God. So he's probably never going to be able to come back except for this year, so maybe he might be here. So.
And of course, he's also the musician as well. His brother was a musician.
But Stetson was injured in the guard tower. Lost an eye, had a lot of internal injuries and stuff, but recovered and all that good stuff. And so we're really, really hoping we can get to see him one last time, because once that starts, football is king in Texas. And he'll have no
24/7, 360.
He'll have no free time to ever come see us.
The only difference between the season down there is there's games during the season. Otherwise, the rest of the year is still the same.
So.
All right. Well, Mark.
Well, thank you both for joining us. Good luck for the Blind Golf Tournament. I know you probably don't even need that. It sounds like it's going to be another amazing year already.
Well, pray for good weather.
That's what we need right now.
That's the one thing we can't control, right?
All right. Well, Doc, Mark, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
48 minutes after 7 o'clock on 97.1 Wadsworth Community Radio.
Wake up, Wadsworth, with Tom and Tina.